Mishnah Vav. As we explained, the reason why a Baal Keri cannot learn Torah or Daven is nothing to do with his Tumah status. Rather, there are other reasons, like he shouldn't have marital relations so frequently, but it's nothing to do with the fact that he is Tomei. And therefore, what happens if you have somebody who has a higher level of Tumah, or his period of Tumah lasts longer than for a Baal Keri, but then he also becomes a Baal Keri? So for example, Zov Shira Keri. A Zov, who is somebody who is Tomei for 7 days, a very severe type of Tumah, a high-level Tumah, and he sees these substances exiting his body, and thereby he becomes a Baal Keri. So now, going to the mikveh now, in the middle of the Zov's 7-day period of Tumah, he's not going to get rid of any Tumah, because he'll remain Tomei, as a Zov, which is a higher level of Tumah than a Baal Keri. Nevertheless, in order to learn Torah and to daven, he still needs to go to the mikveh. Again, why? Because the reason why Ezra instituted that a Baal Keri has to go to the mikveh before learning is nothing to do with Tumah, and therefore the reason still applies, so he would need to go to the mikveh before learning or davening. Next example, the Nidah Shapolto Shichvas Zera. A Nidah who is a woman who is Tomei for 7 days, once again a very high level of Tumah, and substances exit her body, so she becomes Tomei like a Baal Keri, the same level of Tumah. So before she davens, remember we said earlier on in the Masechta that women are obligated to pray. So before she does pray, she would also need to go to the mikveh, because again, the purpose of going to the mikveh, according to Ezra's decree, is not to do with the Tumah, rather there are different reasons. Alright, and third example, the Hamishameshes, and a woman who has relations with her husband, Sheruas or Nido, who then becomes Tomei as a Nido, so this time having marital relations makes her Tomei like a Baal Keri. And only afterwards, the more severe Tumah comes along. So here the question is, whether the more severe Tumah can sort of remove the Baal Keri status. Whereas in the first two cases of the Mishnah, the question was whether really he becomes a Baal Keri at all. Or whether she becomes Tomei as a Baal Keri at all, because they already had the more severe Tumah to begin with. So the Mishnah tells us in all these cases, Tzarichin Tavila, they do still require immersion in the mikveh. Once again, because the point of the immersion in the mikveh is not because of Tumah and Tahara, so it doesn't matter if you've got a more severe Tumah attached to you. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, however, Rabbi Yehuda exempts you from going to the mikveh. He says you can learn Torah, say Shema, Daven, even without going to the mikveh, because Ezra's decree was only if by going to the mikveh you would totally purify yourself. But if going to the mikveh doesn't affect your Tumah status at all, then we're not going to make you go to the mikveh in order to allow you to learn. So the more severe Tumah totally removes the Baal Keri status of Tumah, and he or she would be able to go and learn Torah and daven and say Kriyashma even without going to the mikveh.